To our final story, Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has called on the Afghan president to help prevent pro-Taliban militants from escaping a military offensive near the two countries' border. Sharif has asked Hamid Karzai to close the Afghan border along a mountainous tribal area during the Pakistani Army's major offensive in order to prevent the militants from entering the country. Pakistani Army has been pounding the hideouts of pro-Taliban militants in North Waziristan for three consecutive days. Officials say scores of militants have been killed. Operation is being conducted by Air Force, ground troops, and artillery. Pro-Taliban militants have threatened to launch attacks against foreign firms operating in Pakistan, retaliation for the offensive. Our correspondent Javed Rana from Islamabad joins us to tell us more about this military operation. Javed, of course, tell us more about the operation itself, but I'm curious, how many militants are we dealing with when it comes to this area? Because 3 days of operations, reports being that scores of militants have been killed.
Well, information that is coming from Pakistan military says that all the hideouts of the militants have been surrounded and they are being pounded, and Pakistan Air Force is engaged. Artillery fire is very much in action. And similarly, the ground offensive is also another measure that has been put in place. Government has also set up surrender points where militants can come over, can renounce violence and surrender themselves to the authorities, and by declaring that they accept Pakistan's constitution. Now the government has been saying that more than 200 militants have been killed in North Waziristan. We cannot independently verify this information. All we know that this information is being sourced to Pakistan military, and they are on the ground. They know better than anybody else. Journalists cannot go into that particular area. Neither human rights activists can move into that part of Pakistan. So information is all we are depending on Pakistan military on this particular issue. About the number of the militants who can possibly be in this part of tribal region, that is frankly a wild guess. But my understanding of the situation is that there are dozens of militant groups. They were under the umbrella of Pakistan, Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, or we may call them as Pakistan Taliban movement. Now, some of the groups have already declared their allegiance to the government. Now, that means there are different splinter groups. Their number is estimated to be in thousands. They are not more than a few thousands, but they are engaged in a propaganda warfare. They are trying to portray and give an impression that their number is perhaps in tens of thousands. I don't think that is the case, but the point is they have got suicide bombers at their disposal. They've been planting improvised devices on the road from where the military has to pass through. So because of these regions, their propaganda warfare is very active, because of which everybody gets impression that as if Pakistan's entire northwestern region has been taken over, though this is a fact that parts of northwestern region, particularly the tribal region bordering with Afghanistan, partially that has been under the control of militants.
Thank you very much for that. Javed Rana there talking to us from Islamabad.